4, 5, 6, 7.
Okay.
I'll stay on until he gets here.
Very good. Lou, want to start the race?
Yes, Gordon, please.
This is the Newcastle County Council Technology Subcommittee meeting. Chair and Councilman Bob Weiner. Tuesday, October 10, supposed to start at 2:15. We're now at 2:22 p.m. With me are the following, at 2:32 p.m., with me are the following council members, Penrose Hollins, George Smiley, John Cartier, myself, Council President, Janet Kilpatrick, Dave Tackett, and Tim Sheldon. We have a meeting minutes from a previous meeting of October 18, 2016. What are your pleasure?
Motion to approve. I remember every bit of it.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, meeting minutes approved from the previous meeting. We're now going to have a little initial presentation from our CAO concerning the item on the agenda, a presentation by Chief of Technology Administrative Services discussing technology infrastructure and cybersecurity, and then I expect to entertain a motion to go into executive session. However, we have some guests here, and what institution, learning institution are you from? Redline Christian Academy. Well, we're pleased to have all four of you here. Would CAO Kathy, would you make a few remarks to them so they know exactly what we're going to be talking about by way of subject matter?
I will, Councilman. Right. Thank you for the introduction. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome students from Redline Christian Academy. You're learning about government in action and all the important work we do. The presentation that unfortunately you won't be able to hear the substantive aspects of it, and I can explain why. I'm the Chief Administrative Officer for Newcastle County Government, and with me is Michael Homicki, who is the head of our Administrative Services Department that handles all technology matters for county government. And so we are going to be talking about secure technology. How do we protect the technology that exists from cyber stalkers and ensure that there is privacy when privacy is called for? My background is law enforcement, and so I spent most of my career in the Attorney General's office as a prosecutor or as an administrator in that office, and secure technology was very important. For example, you do not want the details of a criminal investigation to get out to the world because that would definitely compromise the security of everybody involved, victims, witnesses, police officers, et cetera, and it would destroy the ability for law enforcement to do their job. You also, in this increasingly complex world, need to protect the security of governmental information. And so we have cybersecurity on the agenda today, as well as an informational discussion on the technology that exists within county government. Some of it is just trying to bring our systems into the world of 2017. That's a huge task, and Michael Honecke has been spearheading that task, to make sure that we have the latest technology. And some of it is to make sure that what we do have on our computers and otherwise is private when privacy is what we should have. Government, as you've heard, I'm sure, in your civics classes, should be transparent in most respects, and government in the county is transparent. But we have a legal obligation to protect certain information that either is protected by HIPAA laws and other type laws. So, for example, we have a paramedic service, and paramedics get calls, patients are named in those calls. We have to protect that information. That's just one small example of how government has to make sure that our technology is strong. So So we're going to be talking about that, which is, I believe, why we are going into executive session. But thank you for being here. If you have a chance to see more, if you have a chance to go to council this evening, it's a really great opportunity to see how government works.
So once we make a motion, then the public, except those that are exempted, will be asked to leave the room, and then after we finish the executive session, everyone will be invited back in. We have another committee meeting at 4 o'clock, executive, and then we have our general county council meeting down in chambers on the first floor at 6:30 p.m. With that, before I make the motion, I've spoken to council, and he's agreed to allow aides to stay in because the level of security, it's not a personnel matter. It would be helpful if council staff is familiar with this as well. But upon his recommendation, I'm going to ask fellow council members if they have objection to our aides sitting in on this cybersecurity briefing. Councilman Cartier.
Yes, no objection to the aides being here. My question goes to the legality of an executive committee executive session.
At council to council, I asked him, and he said it wouldn't violate the executive session because it's not a personnel matter.
Well, it's necessary to the communication. I mean, that they are going to communicate the information to their direct supports who are part of the decision making for cybersecurity.
We're permitted to have an executive session other than personnel. For what reason?
You're allowed to have an executive session
that's
anyone who's necessary.
I'm speaking about the executive session requirement itself.
I am too. Yeah. I am too.
Under state code, we can do an executive session.
Yes, under Title 29.
Other than personnel.
Chapter 100, yes. Subsection yes. L, Section 17, small a, small 7, regarding information technology, permits us to invite those that would be part of the system in order to help protect the security integrity in the information technology system owned and operated by this public body.
Yeah, that's for security purposes. Yes, to more fully answer your question, yes, personnel is just one of several bases upon which you can go into executive session, set forth in Title 29, 10,004.
That's what I needed to hear. Thank you.
Thank you. With that, I'll entertain a motion to go in executive session for the purpose of protecting the against the vulnerabilities of our technology infrastructure.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we're now going to executive session. Thank you, guests, for joining us, and I hope that you'll stay and I hope that you've learned something about this as well. Thank you. Okay, it's 3:36 p.m. Chairman Bob Weiner, we've come out of executive session. No votes were taken. We only discussed the matters of technology and cybersecurity in executive session, which were advertised to be discussed, and no other discussions or votes took place. Is there any other business? I'll entertain a motion.
Motion adjourned.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.